I'm sipping,
all of that flyness, man. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Tell somebody that we here, they should be here doing fly-ish as usual. I appreciate that. Today is another goodie. And whether it's due to my schedule or others, y'all going to hear me say quite often that I've been waiting quite a while to do this episode with this person. This one is just as exciting as any other time I said that. Because one thing for sure, two things for certain, when I say that about people, like I said, it's schedule-based. That means that they working. I mean, they in motion. It means that they doing their own thing. But today, I got my guy Prophet in here. Let's make some noise for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody that just from the first time I was in your presence and we had any interaction, it was love.
Absolutely.
It was absolutely love. And then we had multiple people in common. We wound up in the same situation. We done traveled out of state together and all that together. And it was like, at one point of the trip, it was like, it was just me and you. Shout out to Jerz. But what's up with you, man? How you feel?
I'm chilling, man. Yo, thanks for having me.
Nah, man, glad to have you here, man. Glad you could be here. Now, you sent me a link. Let's toast, even though you got the water.
Salud. Mm-hmm. I'll catch up to you in a minute. I got
you. Nah, you good. Sent me a link to something that I thought was real interesting. What's their name? L1N1?
It's my man, my partner in crime, really. L1 the philosopher.
Okay.
Call him, but it's L1NK215 on Instagram and YouTube.
Get with that, because what he's doing is dope.
Yeah.
I see the vision. Like, I see what he pulling up, because it's a series of day in the life joints.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's ill.
Yeah. So he just dropped a couple of them. So he's got this idea where he's following artists from all across the board, the poetry world, the hip-hop world, battle rap world. But he'll follow you for a period of time leading up to the event.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then he creates like this docu-series, documentary type.
I think it's fly, yo.
Yeah. Once he told me about it, you know, I was down. You know, that's my man anyway. So, like, we kind of bounce ideas off each other anyway. What I like about him is he's a worker. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, not just an idea guy.
Talk that shit.
He puts forth the effort behind the idea.
Absolutely.
I fuck with it.
And it's not a half an idea. It's a whole situation. Yeah, like, he know what he want to do. He going to figure out some more shit while y'all in the motion.
Y'all got to watch it. It's on L1 Poetry on YouTube.
So
he has multiple channels, but L1 Poetry is the main channel. Those two series. It's called The Feature, and it's called The Journey.
I like it, yo. Yeah. And I thought it was dope because... one, you have a great personality. Like, you're an outgoing dude, and you don't take yourself too serious. And in battle rap specifically, it's hard to find motherfuckers that don't take themselves too serious. That's not at the top of the shit. And even some of them is too, like, sensitive. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a fine line, though, because I take the bars serious.
Yeah.
Right? So when you jump on stage and you got to deliver a performance, that you take serious with all the extra...
You just a human.
Yeah, yeah.
You absolutely. Just try to live and enjoy yourself, and you done ran a hell of a race, so now we're going to enjoy what we're doing.
Absolutely.
No, I
absolutely.
Like that, because like it comes across well in the clips that he chose or the segments that he chose to put in to the situation. One question I had. Did you have to go to Home Depot that day, or was it one of them times when y'all had time to meet up and you had to figure out something to do?
Yeah, nah, my door broke.
That
crib.
Same day? All right.
Happened the day before. Wifey was on my ass about it. Yo, you got to get that door fixed.
Absolutely.
You know, I got a baby in the crib, so can't have him opening the door and things like that. So,
did that derail what you planned on doing? Did you have a different plan for what y'all was going to do? And then it was like, well, I got to do what the house need.
Nah, so we knew that he just needed to get footage of me going through daily life.
So it ain't activity.
So it was shot to be like a reality show, kind of in a sense, where you're following, Jersey Shore, like those guys, you following them around throughout their day doing gym tanning and laundry and things like that.
Yeah, but we don't do that.
Nah, I really had to go to Home Depot though to the door, man. So I was like, you know what, you might as well tag along if you need some footage. We'll try to freestyle in the aisles and whatnot and act like we coming up with bars.
It was hilarious. You almost drowned yourself on a couple little bars.
But it's the process, right? It's definitely
it's nothing wrong
to
with
document
it,
the process of how we come up with these bars and things like that. It's interesting. Everybody has their own process. You know what I'm saying?
But see, I'm like, see, I used to work in Home Depot. I actually used to work in hardware. Yeah. So the whole time you were there, you like, I need door knobs. I'm like, he in the wrong section. I'm like, bro, that's not what
you. Yeah.
Like, but I'm trying not to judge you. Cause like you human and I'm a former worker. Yeah. But then you walked into the yard looking for lumber. I'm like, it's not over there. It wasn't, was it?
It was, I don't even remember,
bro. It was firewood and that's it.
It was firewood.
Yeah.
We was actually looking for firewood.
Okay.
But throughout the series, I had said
you kept
about
saying
wood
and lumber.
And I was like, oh shit, nah, that's a pause moment.
Yeah, I told you almost drowned yourself.
So I chose the wrong word.
I'm looking like, I bet you he on Aramingo. Then you go to my liquor store. I'm like, God damn. You talking about I'm a wino. No, I really enjoyed watching it. And one thing that I thought while I was watching it was, this man said, I'm going to order the tacos. First of all, you parked to do that. You the most responsible driver in the world to do that. Then you realized you was tripping. But you called a pizza spot for tacos.
Yeah. It's a Mexican-owned spot. And they just so happen to make pizza and tacos and bananas.
And you never had their pizza?
Never. Nah.
Yo, this is amazing.
Nah, but you know how you got them spots that you go to for specific things I call Benatouille's on Hunting Park for pizza and the wings.
Yeah.
I go to that Mexican spot for the tacos and, you know, you got the Chinese spot you go to for the General Toast.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. But that was funny because I'm like, he's calling a pizza store, yo. He's calling a pizza store.
Yeah.
And then you went there, you explained it, and I'm like, it was really just a pizza store he never ate the pizza from. I thought that was fly. I thought that was so fire.
Yeah, we hung out on the corner.
But, one thing that was big in there was you jumped into the spoken word realm.
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
As much as I can. I mean, that's kind of how I started back in the day. So I went to Kensington High School, but at the time I went, Kensington split up into three schools. You got culinary Kensington, you got creative and performing arts, and then you got business.
Was that more productive than how they ran before? You think that was smarter?
Well, I was the first class to graduate from that split up.
From that program?
Yeah,
that,
so
that
I didn't get the experience, the actual transition. Right, exactly.
Right. But I think that would make more sense because we got away from trades in society.
I agree. Mazbomb used to be one of the biggest schools in Philly.
Absolutely.
With the trades and
Dobbins and Randolph.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up going to the Creative and Performing Arts Kensington.
There
was a lot of poetry slam guys that I kind of was going to high school with. And, jumping into the, once I met my man Link, L1NK215.
Same guy.
Turns out he's a big fan of poetry too, but he's actually in the mix.
He one of them.
Yeah. And once we met Young Bob and we realized Young Bob was in the world of poetry, it just.
Headshot
Young Bob.
I didn't know he was in the poet. That's fly.
Yeah, he hosts.
Shout out to Bob, man. Pioneer in the city.
Every first Friday of the month, it's called Introduce Yourself.
Dude.
First Friday.
I'm going to pull up. Watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to pull up. So ever since high school, you had the bug.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's dope. Because some people, like, you might mistakenly just, you on a debate team, and now you're like, oh, this shit dope. Like, stuff that seems sketchy or corny or maybe like, I can't really do that.
Yeah.
The exposure is a motherfucker because we talented and we intelligent and there's gifts that we don't know how to uncover.
Absolutely. I think just to piggyback off of that, it's like, I think, you know, hip-hop, just being a fan of hip-hop, period, we know it's poetry and motion.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You just take
storytelling.
The beat away.
Yeah.
That's what battle rap is. It's kind of acapella. You take the beat away and create your own kind of harmony and whatnot. And that's what poetry is. Poetry is in a sense where you can battle anything in the world, you know, and kind of get your point across.
Battle rap is like a solo at an opera mixed with competitive stand-up. It's the weirdest shit in the world.
That's a hard way to pull it.
It is, because the light on you, but you're not there by yourself. But it's nothing to help you.
Yeah.
If your voice break, it means something. Like, you know what I'm saying? People expect this certain, when you hit this, it's supposed to sound like this. When you do this, it's supposed to sound, if you don't sound like you confident when you do that.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You could tell the crowd. I got certain bars where I even now I look at it like I probably shouldn't have wrote that. And I see it the way I deliver it is like
You ain't even feel that way.
Yeah, you know. Had a time stamp on it, you know what I'm saying? So.
But I think that's fly because when I was in middle school, we had creative writing.
Okay.
Yeah. And they used to want us to write different, they taught us different forms of poetry, sonnets, haikus, all of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the creative, like, you write whatever you want. I always wanted to write raps. Yeah. So I had a teacher that said, as long as you write a story, you can write a rap. Mm-hmm. And if you behave, I'll let you rap it to the class.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that kid too.
Stuff starts there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you was on the same time.
I was on the same type of time.
Yeah.
I was so good at English, they put me in AP English, advanced placement English. I was a Shakespearean boy where I could change my voice and talk like Hamlet. And
oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was.
You know, you was built for this life you live now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a practice. It's everything we do is a repetition, you know. So I'm just actively trying to get better at it. You know?
Is English your first language?
Yeah.
What's your nationality?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I'm more Philly Rican than anything.
That's a thing.
Just because I was born, raised in Philly, and English was my first language.
Mm-hmm.
I just, everybody that was around me was predominantly Black and even though Latino, but they was more like Puerto Ricans too. So, yeah.
No, I know what you mean 100%. Because even like, I went to school with some Asians and Cambodian boys, and you had some that was really connected to they roots and all of that. You have a lot that respected it, but they was more like us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they carried it like us. And they ain't get along with each other, but they fucked with us. It was weird. Mm-hmm. It was weird. I didn't know we had gangs in Philly until I started talking to like certain Asian bulls.
Yeah, them Alani guys and little guys. A lot of Cambodians up there that I met. It's just they with the shits. And they more hood than the hood motherfucker you know from the hood.
Yep. Like literally, like you see their car and be like, yeah, leave him alone.
Yep.
You know what that mean.
I agree.
Yep. Yep. He leave that joint running double park. You leave it right there. Mm-hmm. Don't look at it. Crazy.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So I see you said I know you from battle rapping. I met you formally at 1122 that time at a battle. And you said you've been battling for 10 years.
I probably rounded up.
I'll be so we around 8-9?
Maybe 7-8.
I feel like every battle rapper say 10 years.
Yeah, it's easy to round up. You know, it is what it is. About 7-8, you know. I couldn't tell you exactly off top, but.
So similar to comedy, what gives you the balls to get the fuck up there and let somebody spit in your face and talk crazy to you, knowing that you a bull?
That's a loaded question right there.
I know. I'm here for those. I'm not spicy, but I'm direct.
Nah, I mean, to be honest, man, it's just the love of it. Like, I don't know. You know, I remember we was all that young boy just watching the Mooks and watching the Luxes and watching the Fight Clubs and the Lion's Dens. And
right.
Just watching it. But you know, at the time, I was always into that pen work, too. Mm-hmm. You know, the moment I pick up a book, you know, I was a mad Harry Potter boy, just a creative boy that was just into casting spells on my mom and shit, you know? Oh. But, like, just that
creative. We used to torture our moms. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. But when I dove into high school, Kensington Creative and Performing Arts, that's when I was, like, able to jump on stage and be a part of a play. I'll tell you, I played Hamlet. Like, you know, I did my thing. I tried to do my
That's
thing.
That's dope. No, you probably did good at that level.
But then, you know, coming from where we come from, everybody rap for real.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you know, I know homeless guys that could just drop a
Got a snap. Yep.
Yeah, go crazy.
You will reach in your pocket when he done spit.
So when you hanging around other guys that's rapping, it's only right that you try to dabble into it too.
Mm-hmm.
But truth be told, I don't know what gave me the balls to jump into my first battle, bro. I had recently found out there was leagues in the city. And I was kind of oblivious to what was going on in the city. I only knew what was the mainstream URL and those mainstream guys. I didn't even realize there was a Trap House Philly. I didn't know that there was a CBD. I don't even know all the names of it.
Right.
Like, I knew of Too Raw for the Streets. Cause mm-hmm. Those were the DVDs and the other ones. But I didn't know, like, at this time, which was, like, 2015 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was active leagues in the city until I had gotten Facebook.
Yeah, because they was big on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, when I got on Facebook, I learned that there was all kind of battle rap groups and leagues and just group chats and feeds. And
don't feel bad, though, because you know what happened with me? Like, Caution is little sis. You know what I'm saying? Lady Caution. And I had a conversation with her. Definitely shout out to sis. I had a conversation with her one time. And I think I was interviewing her probably on Glockaware. And she started naming all these leagues, and I thought they was people, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you know, battle rappers got wild names. I'm like, who that? What's that?
I understand.
And she started, she broke it down. She said, similar to you, like, man, these Facebook groups and this, that, and the third, like, you realize it. And I realized that I had a network of quite a few people I care about that's in that realm, that's battle rappers and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, I gotta know a little more. And then COVID hit, and I had time to like catch up on all the behind the scenes and blogs and all of that type of shit. Yeah. And then you like, oh, they say in different names every time. You know what I mean? I didn't know neither, bro. I was late, and I thought I was hip because I was on it since Too Raw for the Streets.
Exactly. I think there was a gap in my
like a blind spot.
There was definitely a gap, like the older I got.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that moment where you realize wrestling was fake?
And
you
started fall there back was a point where we didn't like that form of battle rap. It was like...
And it was only like, I was still rapping in the streets and still battling with my homies. I would battle in the army, in the jail.
But
like,
that's verse for verse. That's trading bars.
Trading bars.
Yeah.
But like I said, once I got a Facebook, you know, regular social media shit, I jumped... I seen the Trap House Philly joint. Trap House Philly, shout out to Bones. He had a league on it. It was an event May 25th.
Bones was in DC with us too.
Oh my God, yeah, hell yeah! But it's ironically he's the one that gave me my my first on the camera battle.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Trap House Philly Prophet versus. I got three battles on there. And after my third battle on Trap House, that's when I went to URL. And then
that's fast.
Yeah,
especially at the point that you talking about you started at. It wasn't that easy at that time.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
You had to be one of them. You had to have something.
I had to learn
something.
All that too, that these guys were waiting
in line. He was like, oh, this ain't normal?
I realized there was guys waiting in line, and then after my third battle on camera, I got straight to a PG.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine the position I was in to be excited about it, but also see motherfuckers waiting in the line that been waiting for hours to get in this club.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see that bull just pass everybody's line.
And niggas don't know who you is yet.
I don't even know who I am yet. I'm still trying to find myself. You know, I'm still working in the jail at the time. My first three
You was a CO?
I was a corrections officer. Okay. Yeah, that's CI Greaterford. At the fort. Shout out to the fort. They closed down, but I had... when they were closing down, I knew I wasn't trying to move to the new jail.
I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? I took a tour of the new jail, I was like, oh, this ain't the fort no more.
It's different.
This is going to be different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been rapping with lifers, rapping with all kind of dudes.
So you was spitting against the inmates while you was in it?
Yeah.
Oh, you was a cool CO.
I wasn't that I was cool. I was just being myself.
But you couldn't have been a sucker if you was willing to let your guard down to a certain extent.
I didn't let my guard down. I mean, you can't let your guard down.
So rapping with them, because you know they say once you start rapping in jail, motherfuckers think you a jukebox.
all I know is that it's like-minded individuals is always going to relate no matter
I like
where
that.
You at, right?
And I like that.
I'm a fan of hip-hop. Whether I'm on this side of the wall or that side of the wall,
the energy
if
you're
a fan of
hip
hop, we're gonna talk about DMX. We're gonna talk about Nas, especially when you got nothing to do all day.
But kill time. Mm-hmm.
So I'm battling, dude. They coming at me like, yo, you know what? We start battling for soups and shit. You know, I can't even get into all of it.
I'm about to say, I don't even think that's legal, but go ahead.
We can't get into all of it. But it was just, it was a lot of dopeness going around. But the jail, it was rumors that the jail was going to close down.
Mm-hmm.
So they started letting us take tours of the new jail. And I'm just like, this shit is like some new pod shit at the fort.
Anytime they let y'all tour it, it's a reason. They know it's different.
Yeah, no, we knew it was shutting down.
Yeah, like they, but they like, yo, these motherfuckers might not like this. Let's let them make a decision now.
And it was already bad enough. I'm the only one in uniform rapping in a circle for everybody wearing browns,
which is weird.
Yeah,
I fuck with it though. That's hip hop.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at it. That's why I have no problem rapping about it on stage. You tune into my battle.
That's same shit Ace Amin be saying.
Yeah, I talk about it.
And Big K, it's the same shit they say.
I talk about it. Fuck it.
That's dope, yo.
But even the perception of that is like, I've seen hate come from just motherfuckers knowing that.
You know
what I'm saying? They won't even want to hear me rap
if
they know that.
You know
people
what you
go
mean.
To an event with the idea to boo or create some.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Especially in battle rap.
Yeah, so I'm dealing with the pressure of or the anxiety that could come from, like, I'm about to step on stage to perform my bars and I got to fight against the perception of me being a guard at one point. And even though I'm rapping about it, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be the first one to tell you.
As you should. As you should. Face it head on. Can't nobody use it against you.
But they did. They have.
No, they'll try. But yeah. It's like when I was a kid, my mom said, they keep messing with you because you keep getting upset.
Yeah.
If you laugh, it wouldn't be so much fun to keep fucking with you.
That's what made me keep going, though. I ain't gonna lie. It's like, y'all don't even know me. They try to figure out how my name and my face is on all these flyers in the city.
Yeah.
And I was working in the jail that was
in the city. No, I'm right on with them.
I was just like, well, you know, if you knew the guys I knew or met the people that I met, or if you met me personally, you probably...
But that's Philly shit, bro. The city ain't but so big. Like, you got access to whatever the fuck you need to do out here. If you outside.
Oh, that's a fact.
If you could be a square, but you know the motherfuckers that's throwing this and doing that, and you could be a part of that. Like, it ain't that deep.
That's
ain't
like,
that
shout
far.
Shout out to my man Link. He always says, like, I'm not a street nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nigga from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference.
Absolutely.
You know,
perspective is a motherfucker.
Yeah, absolutely. I
perspective
agree.
Is a motherfucker. But like, even when you say you ain't know who you were, mm-hmm. like there's shock value in just you presenting, right? You're not short. You tall. You a light skinned boy with a heavy voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's already like, oh shit. And then knowing where you from, it's like he probably with the shits too. So he not a light skinned boy that's just talking with a heavy presence, like you might, but then you witty. So it's like, they ain't know how to take you neither, nigga. You had five assumptions that you broke probably the first time you spit around in front of like major people.
There's
like,
a lot of stereotypes that came with that.
I know they was like, nigga, when you walked up there, I ain't know.
Yeah, nah, I mean, even like my first battle or my third one, the one that got me to PG, a Twerk was hosting the battle, Prophet versus Juno on Trap House Philly.
Which is awesome for Twerk to host you.
Yeah, like nah, and like he's that. The one, like, you could tell, you watched the battle, he got excited and whatnot, and after the battle, he ended up calling Norbs. He's the one that made the call to Norbs, and Norbs constantly.
That's how you skipped the line.
I ain't know what's gonna happen. I know after the battle was over, it was lit. If you watch the battle, you're gonna see why it was lit. Like, the whole crowd was just involved with the battle. It's what made me fall in love with it even more, that battle. That's my favorite, one of my favorites.
But it's not our job to know, it's our job to present.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I think the crowd, they don't know what they want until we don't know what we want until we receive it.
Absolutely.
You know? That's
unless you're predictable and then that's corny. That's not, you don't wanna be that guy. Because, you know, there are certain guys, and we've seen it, especially when they slacking. They know they got a couple superpower moves they could pull out, and they'll do it when nothing's going on.
Yeah.
And you'll see the reaction. He's like, that's all y'all want from this motherfucker?
Right.
He rapping his ass off against homeboy right now. Like, stop doing that. You've seen that. Oh, hold on. Let me get you situated. Get you situated. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Do your thing, man. Do your thing. But,
I'd like to get a bottle of water in before
I understand.
Before I throw down.
I understand. You said you was a wino on the video, though. I got wine, too. Like, we ain't got the...
I'm with it. You know, I drink... you know, I respect the hospitality, man. So, you know, you got a plate for me. Who am I to be like, I'll eat this? You know.
No, I heard that. I heard that. So, three battles in UURL, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it like? Because you said you didn't know who you were yet, and you also didn't really know what to expect process-wise. So now you and PG, Norbs has directed you to the PG. What's that like? What's the transition like? Like, how do you handle that? Because URL is like, follow the yellow brick road. But then when you get there, the wizard ain't the wizard. You see what I'm saying? Well,
I know everybody had their own experiences, and I try to, like, even with the with the army, right? You could have two guys come from the same hood, join the army, and go through the same process and go through the same
Absolutely.
Boot camp, and they each will come out differently.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I'm a firm believer of personal perception and individuality.
When I say the wizard ain't the wizard, I don't mean it has to be negative either.
Yeah, no,
it's just you don't
you
know till you
exactly.
over there. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
This is, basically, I'm not speaking for everybody.
Right.
I didn't really have a relationship with Norbs or any of those guys. Mm-hmm. I'm just meeting all of our favorite battle rappers too,
you get
at the same
through,
time. Right?
You meeting people as you go.
And he booked three battles for me on the PGs and whatnot. But at the same time, it's not like I'm having conversations with him to get to know who he is. He just hit
it's
me
business.
Up.
It's business.
Boom. Mm-hmm. So even then, like, I just, it was a lot of things in the business side that I didn't know. Like, mm-hmm. outside of doing the PGs and going to a smaller league, how much do you charge?
Right.
Things like that. Like,
yeah. That's what I would think would be a problem, first and foremost. How do I handle business now that I'm affiliated, associated with y'all?
Yeah. And then, you know, the finances of this shit is always, like, the best kept secret. Nobody talk. And if they do, you know, it's like Luck saying, yeah, I get $50,000 to battle. Or, you know, or Mook. Or
Mook saying, Hitman, they got to pay me $6
Yeah, $450,000 mm-hmm. to battle and things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that's true or not.
I got a percentage of the pay-per-view. I got a percentage of the company. Like, niggas say all type of shit now.
Yeah, and then you start doing all these extra equations in your head. Like, mm-hmm. all right, if this is many views, and then he gets $450,000.
Yeah, that's $1,200.
That's $32 a view? Is that what that is?
That, like, that $1,200 look real weird to you. You like, hold up, man.
Yeah. That $500 even sometimes.
Like, $500 look crazy.
Because you also go from when you was battling in the streets and in the jails, not getting paid a dime.
Nothing.
To actually getting $500, mm-hmm. $1,200.
And getting immediate gratification. Feeling like you probably making progress and you building towards something to where you could argue for 30.
Comments, sometimes those positive comments could do something to you where you just like, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And, I hadn't received none of that prior to that, so I was really trying to figure it out myself. But then you start realizing that there's a lot of people in this industry and in this world that would do anything to get that spot.
Yeah.
Even if it
and means you walking time. Past them in line, and they like, who is the light skin boy? I'm telling you, like, you.
And then you
kind of
start to lose focus, and you like, yo, the real reason I got into this shit was to just see
get
if
my
I
shit
could
off.
Get my shit off mm-hmm. and see if I could, you know, hang with the best of them. And then you start shifting from that to the politics. You mm-hmm. start, you know, people not mentioning you in blogs or lists or things. Or, but you mean, like, you know, you go through that emotional roller coaster. It's like, I'm not getting the gratification I should be getting from the people you think it matters. Right?
But
like,
you're in limbo, though, because you go from something that's a hobby to something that could be a decent hustle to something that, if you handle it right, could possibly be a career. At because what's a career? Something you do for 5 to 10 years. Like it ain't always about retiring from that motherfucker. You see what I'm saying?
It depends on what a career means to you. Because
like, if
for
you
me,
compare
it
to sports,
now to this point, to be real, it's more like a paid hobby for me now.
And that's cool.
And even when I'm
which makes it similar to a hustle.
Yeah, your side hustle type mm-hmm. situation. Yeah. I mean, going through that, all I'm saying is like it was kind of an emotional roller coaster. It was like just fighting for what I love to do and battling the motherfuckers that don't want to see you shine. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta just kind of.
Who do you bounce that off of? You don't have conversations with Norbs, and at that point, you really can't probably trust him in a business sense.
I only brought it up because I got to a point where I didn't trust nobody.
So nobody to talk nobody. To about it.
Because I didn't see motherfuckers argue to stand in front of the camera. Like,
yeah.
I was standing here first, man. I was standing here, man.
Yeah.
Just to, and they not even battling.
I was at a battle yesterday. Shout out to C Cash. We was in New York yesterday.
Shout out to C Cash, my man.
He was in New York yesterday.
I fucking.
But I see it.
Yeah, and man, I forgot what I was going.
You talking about you seeing people just volleying for spots to be on the camera, so you don't know how to handle that shit.
Yeah, so to me, they're unapproachable. Well, I don't approach them. I just mm-hmm. choose not to have conversations with people because I assume that a lot of people in this world were wrestlers or like in a sense.
Right. So you chose the path of least resistance.
Yeah. Now I'm just more focused on bars. Like, you know, and not realizing, shout out to Wing the Truth, one of the RBE partners over there. She has this idea where it should be.
Oh, that's Wing's whole name.
Yeah, Wing the Truth.
I hear niggas say Wing all the time.
Yeah,
all right,
Wing the
all right,
Truth,
cool.
Underscore the breakdown on Instagram. That's her for Instagram.
A name is a paragraph. Word. But
she kind of set a standard for those guys coming up under their process, and where it's 70% promotion and mm-hmm. marketing and 30% raps.
Mm.
You know, even though I kind of argue with it, I'm like, well, it should be 70%. It should be more bars over everything. That's mm-hmm. how I feel. But
that's also how we feel about the rap business. But it's business over rap. Yeah.
Yeah. So I forgot what I was going at.
No, but see, I keep cutting you off. That's my fault. But no, you was talking towards you didn't trust anybody at the time, and then Wing set the precedent to look at it from a different. Different from when you thought it was just focused on your bars, because now promo is a big motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
But everybody can't promo and everybody isn't necessarily marketable. There's more people marketable in battle rap that wouldn't be mainstream marketable, so to speak.
Yeah.
But it's not everybody's personality. It's not, a lot of people have real jobs and 8 kids. Like, yeah, it's a lot that go into 70% promo. Like, yeah, that's kind of like,
and, well, I'm a guy that's going to really say bars over everything. And if you ain't got,
well, you
bars
from Philly,
then what are you going to market if you ain't got, like, what's the promo behind?
But how do you find your promo angle? Because it's people, you got Gwitties, you got all type of people, Verbs, all type of people that promo differently.
Yeah, it's a lot of different blueprints already out here that we could follow. But I ain't never really been the boy to follow, like, the trend of styles, characters. I've really trying to find my own character. I troll every now and then, you know, like when I jump on the Twitter spaces and those guys.
I'm about to say, it got to be on Twitter because I follow you on the gram.
Yeah, yeah, Twitter, because that's like the marketing behind RBE and the bricks and the intakes and what they got going on is.
Shout out ARP.
Solely on, not solely, but predominantly on spaces, on mm-hmm. Twitter spaces.
Yeah, so, yeah. That became a big thing.
Yeah, nah, and they kind of use that to judge your marketing as well. So if you're not really involved,
so they tell you go in there and start an argument with somebody, see if you can drum up some traction.
I never really had that conversation with nobody, but if you go in there, they just start
like
going in on
everybody's
you,
like, in there trying to pick a battle.
Yeah, and then everybody trying to want your spot too.
Yeah,
if you a brick or whatever, you representing for the bricks, that's kind of solidified contractors on RBE,
mm-hmm.
and you're an intake, which is like a rookie trying to come into the process and become a brick. And yeah, I'm going to be on spaces all day like, Profit, you don't get your nut ass the fuck out of here. What? Hold on. Let me request a microphone and shit. And you start fighting back and things like that. And but and nobody ever really told me, yo, go start. I would never even do that. You know what I'm saying? I've been offered like all kind of shit to do. And I'm just like.
Is Caution the biggest voice for the bricks?
Lady Caution? No, Lady Caution.
The Caution.
Shout out to Lady
Caution. The other Caution with a K. Caution. Yeah.
I guess,
I feel like she screamed that brick shit more than everybody.
Listen,
shout out
really
to my guy Jerz, that's RBE and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, shout out to Jerz.
But Caution be yelling that brick shit like
she's definitely loyal
like she
to
got
the,
a new gang
brand. Yeah.
I like her for that, and she get busy.
No,
she get busy. She get busy.
I like it because you know, sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. It is what it is. But I like her and a couple other people because they really hold that shit down, that brand.
Yeah, it
and
means they make it mean something
yeah,
to the people.
Yeah, they throwing bricks at you together. Like,
yeah,
if somebody tweet about them the wrong way, the whole gang jumping on you, you know what I'm saying? And I like that. I like that. I also like the toxic shit, too. So I jump on there just to get my shit off. Like, fuck out of it. You can't see me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And,
but
I even talk about that on the journey with my man Link, Link 215.
But you got enough sense to know that I'm yelling through a phone, so let's keep it in perspective.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say nothing on here that I wouldn't say if I figured I would see you tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be the thing.
Motherfuckers get carried away. They start yelling at their phone. They forget there's people on the other side of that joint.
Yeah.
Like, you tripping,
they
homie.
We talking about bars and performances.
Yeah,
anyway,
like,
so
yeah, we ain't got
trolling,
real problems.
The trolling you really do just be geared around bars and performance.
Absolutely.
Some people just start throwing the SMDs around and
yo,
all that.
Yo, them joints fly through battle rap.
Yeah, you got it. But you know what I notice? People in this world, they respect disrespect. You know what I'm saying?
I know whenever I went to a new school, I knew the first time I had a problem, I had to wreck shop for everybody to see. And then I wouldn't have to keep going through that shit no more.
It's the same in the streets, right? It's like people respect violence. You know what I'm saying?
They do. And it's crazy because sometimes it draws more negative attention to you. But when people realize that you do it for purpose and not for the look, they got to respect it and check it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Speaking of messy, though, because you say you like the messy stuff, twerk host your joint. Cause norbs for you.
Right.
And next thing we know, twerk got norbs shitting on itself.
Yeah.
Outside of URL event. Was that ironic as fuck for you? Like, I thought y'all was boys. Like,
nah, I mean,
I know I ain't know y'all like that, but I thought y'all was good.
Well, I just got finished telling you, I didn't really have a relationship with any of them guys. For
yeah.
I met Twerk at that battle. He was hyped about
it. But
the
did
battle.
You see what he ran down on North?
I wasn't there, no.
You didn't see the coverage of it? Yeah.
I seen that whole.
How yeah, did I'm, you feel? You didn't have a personal reaction to it?
I said, damn, there goes my plug.
Whoops, there goes another apple tree.
Well, you know, There go my plug. That was really, he opened the door for me to step into that world on a different level.
And you kind of knew it was over for him with URL when he got into it with Twerk?
I mean, not necessarily.
Is that an assumed outcome?
Not necessarily, because later on, they have reached out to me again, mm-hmm. Another staff member and whatnot. He reached out to me, try to book a situation. I ended up driving down to Virginia, boy, no show. So it was like, 15 of us that drove down there.
See, man? And, that'd be the nut shit.
Never went down. They tried to reschedule it again, but I ain't gonna lie, I took it kind of personal. I was like, I ain't battling the boy. Like, mm-hmm. You already know, it was 15 of us driving down, like a convoy down mm-hmm. to Virginia, ready to go.
That's a lot for nothing.
But they wanted it to happen again, but this time it was gonna be in New York. And I was just like, nah, I'm good. I'm not interested, you know what I'm saying?
And that was the last?
Nah, they hit me up again to do like a 2-on-2 situation. It was I probably could say it, I don't care, but it was Big Hand.
Mm-hmm.
I invited him over and whatnot. We was having a couple of drinks and trying to just
vibe,
build some chemistry, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? At the time, I didn't think it would work. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, I don't know. It was certain bars I was trying to give him, he ain't fuck with it. He giving me bars. So I hit them up. I was like, look, I ain't trying, like, and I had never done a 2-on-2 before, neither.
Right.
Which it would have been the perfect opportunity to do it
because right.
it was going to be on the URL. And
but not if it's not right though, because the bar for 2-on-2s is so high. You either got to be phenomenal or funny and entertaining
as
fuck.
I didn't force it.
Yeah, it look like that.
I talked to him.
You just said that. You said you wrote your own shit and looked back at it. It was like, I probably shouldn't have wrote that. That was your thought.
Some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe I would have said that line differently or delivered it a different way.
If he tell you to say it, you definitely go ahead and look on your face.
Yeah, he had a couple bars. I was like, I don't know. And I just felt like I didn't want to force it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I'm all about just putting on a dope performance. I'll get into character all day, but I'm not going to sacrifice, I don't like this bar, but I'm going to say it anyway. Just for filler purposes. I'm not like.
Yeah, that. And mind you, I'll compromise on a couple, but this is getting too many. Like, it's certain things, like, you might know something I don't know, or this might fit into your delivery or how you carry things. So I'll do that to balance out what you give.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it's like, nah, this is starting to, I'm going to feel weird as fuck, and it's going to look weird because I feel weird.
And truth be told, it's low-key, it is my fault because I made the decision not to make it happen, but I could have gave it another try. Like,
so that was the last time they reached out for you to battle?
I think so, yeah. It might have been one more, but it wouldn't have.
And you didn't have the interest on reaching out to them after that?
Not really. I mean, of course, like, you know, you want to get back on that stage. You want to mm-hmm. get back on that platform. But again, I was going through a mistrust issue mm-hmm. within myself, trying to figure out, I don't even trust these guys. Like, even when the boy no showed me in Virginia, they tried to book it again in New York in his home state. I'm like, my mentor was like, man, they trying to set me up. Like,
I know what you mean.
Fuck out of here. I'm not even.
I know what you mean. But
how y'all booking employees that's known to no show anyway? Like,
that's crazy.
And y'all trying to book him again.
And that's wild because Cash got no show yesterday. I don't know if you've seen his post.
Nah, I probably didn't. I didn't know that. Damn.
The event started at 5.
That was in New York, right?
Yeah. So we get out there. You know, we semi-deep. It's about 4 of us. We good. We get in the spot. They still got performances going on and all that. Bill Collector already in the building. Shout out to BC. Yeah, he already BC. There. He vibe with the people. Son is apes. He doing his thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I got 10 apes and I got 50 apes. I'm like, I never heard that in my life. But we looking for the ball. You go on his story. He's shooting a little video, Joe. They got fake bricks wrapped up and pistols and all that. It's like, bro, you got a battle.
Like a battle is supposed to be happening right now.
You're right now. And you posting it.
Oh, yeah, that's like disrespect.
So he communicating, I'm on my way, I'm trying to park. 2 hours later, he ain't parked yet. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do their thing. Cash wound up just performing a record, one of his singles or whatever, and we get out of there. Nice. We get on a turnpike. Youngin hit him back. Yo, I'm here. FaceTime all on the joint. We see the background and all. What does that mean? It's 3 of y'all in the building. It's 2 people with brooms and you. What are you talking about? And his whole spill was, and this is why I'm saying it, his whole spill was, yo, we gonna make it up, man. I don't care if we gotta do it next month. This, that, and the third. What is Cash motivation to wanna run through this again?
There is none. That's why I couldn't.
Do you ever check for him to do this again personally? Or is this a look that's valuable enough that when I calm down a little bit, I might hit you back? Neither.
Yeah, these are all the thoughts going through my mind.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's weird when people do that and then try to reschedule, and it's like, no, I need motivation. Like, now I turn into the boy for the commercial. What's my motivation? I studied at Cambridge.
Right.
Like, exactly. I turned into that. Like, this is weird.
Yeah.
No, I dig it.
I agree.
But that's a big thing in y'all. We went with Jersey in D.C. He got stood up the ball. Yeah. And I wound up with all the fucking battle rap platforms talking about it. That shit was crazy.
That shit was viral. Adam Rex and shit like that. Yeah, I was in the background of that. Yeah.
But, I mean, I just don't get that shit. Like, yo, it's so... The business is so new and so willy-nilly, depending on everybody does business different. And then you have people that are really street homies that don't know how to conduct business.
That's
and it's like,
that's another thing.
You bet a lot on when you spending them 2, 3, 6 weeks trying to figure out your shit that you might not even be able to use it or get paid.
I understand. It's like when I battled Jay Murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that was like a cringeworthy type of battle.
Y'all two is fucking Spider-Man versus Spider-Man. What it did it do?
That's my man though. We turned out to be all right afterwards.
That's
though,
hilarious. Like, y'all both got the light skin, rough voice shit. Whoever booked that was a genius.
Yeah, that was definitely the Academy and whatnot.
Okay, shout out to Battle Academy.
But you mentioned like your entourage even like just not. Like, you know, them wanting you to actually steal him on stage. Like, yo, steal him, right? And you look back like, ah, oh, shit, we...
No, because... But your entourage are also, if you don't, I will.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They the same way that they was in the club, yo, you and me.
Right.
That's wild, yo.
Yeah, so it get tough.
We was out there last night chilling outside, trying to, because it'd be hot. We in 10 degree weather as opposed to in the building because it was that hot in that motherfucker.
Yeah, you bundled up and shit.
Little boy from out there walked up on one of the homies that was with me and was like, yo, man, I just wanted to say, you know what I'm saying? I seen you in there sizing me up, and I had sized you up, and you kept sizing me up, you know what I'm saying? I come on love, but you know what I mean? I was just trying to see, like, bro, you know how crazy that sounds?
Yeah,
that's
like...
Like, bro, Napoleon, did you just say sizing up? That sound like you should have swung already. Stop talking to me, bro.
Yeah, that's some pause. You should have paused him after that. Too. Yeah. Sizing, what up? What you talking about?
And that's what Cash said. But like, he said that in the car.
Yeah, like.
But it's just so weird because it's like, bro, we don't do all of that. Like, even you had something and you approach like that, don't play the middle because now I'm confused. Yeah. But we're here for my man to do business. So now you put me in a weird position,
sorry,
yo.
Bad enough, he got no shoulder and all, like, you know.
Like, he's still on pins and needles, pardon me.
Oh, my fault, should have passed.
You good. You just leave it in the middle next time. But, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it was like, yo, and that happens. And it just be like, the entourage got a lot to deal with just to be supporting y'all. It's shit y'all might not even be around for.
Yeah, you're like, the one that brung them. So, like, anything happened, low-key, you responsible and all that.
Man, who got the car keys? Like, it's...
Had that car running.
Who got the car keys? Somebody might not be taking the trip back with us. It might get bad. Maybe we might got to get a room. Like, it might get crazy.
It could get crazy.
Like, it is what it is. Now, one thing, I was talking to... one of Tay Rock homies, and I'm mad I don't remember his name. He do the spoken word too, though.
Okay.
Like brown skin boy with the braids. He be with Tay Rock a lot. But I was speaking about how battle rappers beef and all of that, and he was like, bro, when we out of state and we in motherfucking Detroit, it's just us.
Yeah.
If we go somewhere, your entourage and my entourage is the same entourage.
Yeah.
He like, and niggas know that, bro. Like, at some point, we just got to respect that. Is that a real thing? Like, because it's a traveling sport.
I mean, yeah. It's kind of like that in the streets, right? Like, if you and your homie go take a trip, you know, he bring two people, you brought three people.
Whatever happened is all of us.
It's seven of us now.
Like, yeah.
And it's kind of like that how it was with Jersey. And when we went down there to battle each other, like, it was like...
I was going to get to that, but go ahead.
If something go down, it's like, I got you,
Mm-hmm.
We came down here together, we going
to
lead together.
Y'all rode to a battle together to battle each other.
Yeah, I didn't expect it, but it is.
Y'all got to be most strong-minded motherfucker. Well, until I see the battle when y'all niggas hug 15 times. But... Y'all actually
I'll drink
was.
To that one. I drink to that one.
He came to rap, and you looked like you was coming to tear his head off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to this battle shit, I told you, I take the bars and the performance serious.
But you in the passenger seat or the driver's seat looking at this nigga like, he don't even know.
Nah, I mean, it was weird for me too, though, because I never done that. Like, I don't trust these motherfuckers anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And Jerz, actually, I met him before we battled, right? Mm-hmm. And I had seen him at a couple events. And
he's a good
always
dude.
Show love. Good you know dude. What I'm saying? Good dude. Even, you know, just showing love every time I meet him, you know what I'm saying?
And, yeah.
When they booked us to battle, I was just like, okay, I know Jerz. Like, I'd be more worried about a motherfucker doing extra shit, trying to shoulder bump me and shit, like, you know, just getting extra with the extra.
Right.
And I felt like Jerz respects the sport enough to just keep it rat.
Be a gentleman
like,
and get
cool.
his shit
we
up.
We done met before. So, I think he ended up hitting me up. I was like, I almost didn't even answer it. I was like, man.
Trying to talk to you before this fucking battle.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers get into the mind games and shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't all the way trust them neither.
Because Geechee do that to niggas. He be nice to you, then he, yeah, I know.
And the next day, way of finding out, oh, your favorite color is purple. You know, this
girl
had a hole in his
Tina.
Sock the other day.
Oh,
creating
man.
A whole narrative around yep. something. One thing. Like,
one thing. But his man said he was musty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I didn't even know that.
So, no, exactly. And it could be anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can and will be used against
anything
you.
Anything I can make a joke out of is jokeable.
Absolutely. So I was a little reluctant to answer the phone, but I ended up answering it anyway. Whatever. Like, let's see what he got to say.
This story.
I'm into the shits, you know what I'm saying? Like, because even if he was playing manipulative mind games, I'm into that. You know what I mean? I got paid at one point to watch people. You know
right,
what I'm saying? Mannerisms
right.
and gestures and... all kind of shit.
And manipulation.
So, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I answered. He's like, yo, bro, what's up, man? You know, we boys, baby, you know. And I'm like, all right. I can already feel like he's showing love.
He being regular Jerz.
I'm like, all right, Jerz. And mind you, I haven't wrote anything yet. I'm just like, I'm trying to think of some ways to, you know what I mean, get in my bag. Like,
mm-hmm.
So he just showing me love. He's like, yeah, you know, so we got to figure out a way to get down there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, all right. I was still, in my mind, I'm just like, I don't even know what's going on. But all right, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, like.
And I hung up. And I just kept, one thing about me is that I'm always going to stay true to the sport. So I'm going right the way I'm going right.
Anyway,
mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I could battle.
I've been pouring this, so I'll pour you a little more.
I feel like I'm to the point where I could battle my mom. Everybody got some shit to say to their mom.
Yo, bro, it be people saying I'm not battling that because that's my folks, and you could battle your mom. That's crazy.
Everybody got some shit to
that's
say
crazy.
To their sister. Right?
I got a lot of shit to say to my sister.
And if you had enough balls to do it on cam, you probably would. Right?
I don't got enough balls to do it in private. But go ahead.
If she agreed. Nah, but there's certain topics you won't touch on, like, you know what I'm saying? But this is a way to spin it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So if you notice the way I wrote for Jerz, it was he acknowledged it, you know, afterwards and whatnot. It was like, I seen the way you spun that Julius Erving situation mm-hmm. and all that. And I, in my mind, I overthought it. I did overthink the writing structure of it because I didn't want to all the way disrespect Jerz. He showed me love from the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But we also went in a contact sport, baby.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
And so I took
it's bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah, yeah. So I took it to where it was like it was two brothers in a sense going in the yard. Even though he's not really like my brother, but he became a guy that drew a liking to me from the
But that's the battle rap metaphor for battling somebody that you respect, is even brothers gotta go to the backyard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure how he was going. I try not to even worry about what my opponent's gonna use. But I know I got these things in my life that they could talk about, so mm-hmm. I'm going to spin it anyway, in a sense. Where...
So can we open Pandora's box?
Hey, let's get it. We living in it.
Since Jerz is somebody that you respect, and we know Jerz, and we follow Jerz and see a lot of things that he does. Jerz does a lot.
Yeah.
Is it hard to make fun of some shit about somebody that you might actually admire or respect about them?
Nah.
Like, that don't come across,
nah,
like,
bro,
you don't feel weird writing some shit that's like, nigga, use a singer and a model. And it's like, but actually, I like that you fucking get at it.
I don't think it is. We bid all day.
Absolutely. But this is for mass consumption.
Okay.
And even though y'all are in the sport, and I'm sure Jerz had no problem with nothing you said. So we ain't even tripping because y'all had a great battle. But what I'm saying, and that's for the people, because you knew all that.
I appreciate that. It was a
good
battle.
You knew that already. Yeah, it was a dope battle. Yeah. I think it was a lot of buddy shit, but y'all really was up there rapping.
But even so, like, you know, even to go in on that, I don't think I hugged him one time.
No, it was him kept saying, my nigga, like, it was he was giving you the...
And I didn't know how to even...
react to that?
Yeah, because what do you do? You're like, nigga, get off me. We in a battle. I could have did that. I mean, I'm saying, there's somebody out there that's like, yo, you could have just been like, yeah, this a battle. Fuck you. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm from Philly. Like, I can't just, like I don't know, bro. We can subsidy brotherly love and even though it's a lot of crazy shit going on. I don't think
you handled it wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so neither. But I'm saying there's people that argue like, oh, you shouldn't have accepted a hug. Like,
understand what I say all the time, man. 90% of motherfuckers in this world will never be on stage with attention of a full room. They don't know what they would do if they was in that position. And partially what they would do in that position might not be the right thing to do because they wasn't built for that. They haven't been there. They ain't built their way up. They haven't done spoken word and open mics and all of that to get there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can get caught up in all the reviews from these analysts and things
like
that.
People make up excuses for their anxiety. You was bitching and you threw a punch. Like you made an excuse, but at the end of the day, you got overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You couldn't hold it.
Hey, even that Jay Murda battle, I look back on that joint, I was like, yo, I was going through it on that stage. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I hadn't had an aggressive opponent at that time. That was my, he was like low key my first, the type of battler that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never battled in front of 500. I think the Voltage Lounge could fit up to like 800 people, I think. But mm-hmm. It was like 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I had to battle on a big, like a tall stage too, mm-hmm. on top of that.
Yeah, Voltage stage.
So and then you turn around and you got my brother and my cousins like, yo, steal him. They not even calling me Private, they calling me Mike. And they're like, Mike, steal him, Mike. Michael, you better steal him.
You get mob orders, Italian mob shit.
So it was just a lot of, people would never understand that, bro. They would never, like, You ain't trying to ruin the event neither, but
no.
You low key got your big folks telling you to steal a ball right.
But that's
here,
why
right
I'm
now.
Like, how? That's why my first shit was like, how you get, what gave you the heart to just be like, I can stand in front of that? Because, you know, a lot of your homies will tell you, like, no, I respect it and I love battle rap, but I could never let a motherfucker.
Honestly, I got a homie, his name Noel. AL, shout out to you, bro.
Shout out, salute.
He's. It's funny because I grew up with him up until I was the age of like 10, and then we kind of separated. Our lives kind of went different directions, but mm-hmm. like, long story short, 15 years later,
mm-hmm.
I'm driving up, I think it's Tioga and Emerald, I'm mm-hmm. driving mm-hmm. up, and I see him taking out the trash. So I was like, what? I haven't seen him. Pull over, man. You know, I go greet him and whatnot, and I go in his crib. And no bullshit, he got like a 65-inch or whatever. And Tay Rock versus, I think it's Hollow the Dawn is on the screen. Now, I just told you, I've been watching battle rap my whole life. So I'm like, you don't watch battle, right?
Right.
Fuck you. He's like, what? And they just started giving me another cut.
Like the seatbelt won't fast.
Yeah, and around that time, that's when I had gotten Facebook, and I found out there was leagues. He was in my ear the whole time, pretty much. It's like, do it, bro, do it.
That's dope.
And I had to say that. I really had to.
No, that's fly. Yeah, that's fly.
He was the main one pushing me to do it.
Look at God, man. Yeah. It'd be crazy, like, you know, they say people there for reasons and seasons. Y'all took a couple seasons off, got back when it was a reason to be back. You know what I mean? Like, that's divine. And like you said, it happened, and I've had a homie ride past here and do the same shit, bro. See me, yo, that was you on it. I'm making a U-turn, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen him in a long time. He called me through social media. You know what I mean? Right. You know, everybody on the drum, but we ain't seen each other.
Yeah, it's a small world.
So he hit me through the I don't want to DMs or them, but you know you can call on either one. He's like, yo, that was you. Now he got my number.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing.
Shout out
man.
To social media too for that. Like,
no, absolutely.
That's the universe though, you know. That's definitely the universe. I felt that way when I walked through his door after not seeing him 15 years and he had Tay Rock on the screen.
It was like,
let me test your battle rap now. And he was on point.
But to this, like, have you taken him to battles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got pictures with some of his favorite battlers.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
And I'm the one taking the picture for him.
Yeah, I ain't got no, that's no fly.
Like, oh, that's Hollow the Thought. You want a picture with him? All right, bet. Yo,
that's fly.
My man want a picture with you.
That's what he deserved. And I mean, it's bigger than pictures, but sometimes it ain't. Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Yo,
and for me, too. Like, it's... I get to meet Hollow too. You know what I mean? That's a potential battle. You know what I'm saying? I'm always up for it. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be ill if you get to battle Hollow.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm with all things.
What's on your, three ideal battles for you if you could pick your battles? Like, not based on your level, your ranking, or whatever. If you like, yo, I want to go mix it up with these three, who we talking?
You know what's funny? Shout out to the philosopher, L1NK215. I mean, my man, we have these conversations all the time. He's constantly asking me. And, you know, we filmed a battle before, and he chopped it up and whatnot. And we always talk about filming a battle, doing, you know, maybe not a whole event, but just like, let's
producing your own situation.
Yeah, our own situation.
Why not? Yeah, that's
why. We already in the works of doing a lot of different things.
He built to do it, so yeah.
Yeah, I believe he is.
Yeah. I like that.
He got the motivation too, so.
Yeah, shout out Link, man.
He always asked me, like, so who we, even if we got to drop the bag ourselves and shit. I always go with Enes. I think that'll be on.
Lou Gang.
I think that'll be a good
joint. It's your cheesecake, man.
I think he'd be with it too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lou would do it.
Absolutely. I think he'd be willing to do it. And then, I don't know, man. Like, it's so many battlers that I would. Like, you can name all the top tier dudes. Like, Lux.
No, I'm talking about who. Yeah, all right, Lux.
Yeah, like, Pat Stay was around. I go ahead and give that a game.
Rest in peace, Pat Stay, man.
Absolutely, yeah, rest in peace.
Look at you go.
Look at you go.
Look at you go. That's one of the most illest lines and expressions in battle rap history, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
To be intelligent enough to always find a way to flip that in the shit in the middle of it. Like, that's ill, yo. Look at you.
And his charisma is always on the
unmatched.
Beam. Like, when he battled Shotgun Shug, that's when I knew he was solidified in my top. Like,
what was the battle where he said, I've been standing up here with a flower blazer on this whole time, and you ain't saying shit yet?
That was the Shug.
That was the Shug joint. I thought it was the Shug joint. He like, you are not creative and you cannot freestyle.
Bro, he displayed everything
you
got battle on that stage right there.
Yo, rest in peace, Past Day. All right, so somebody that's alive, man, you trying to cheat.
No, I didn't. I said Lux too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you said Lux, Enes, and then you said Past Day, which, you know,
because that was one of the ones that I wish I could, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
I think it would be so fun to stand in front of Past Day while he grind you the fuck up. Yeah, as long as you know that you built, like, you got some shit. Yeah, I think
I gotta,
it would be
I
fun.
I gotta try to grind him the fuck up too. Cause yeah, I get in my funny bag too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and you still a lanky white boy. What we doing?
What's exactly. Yeah, I done grew my hair out. Long hair don't care, baby. You I've never really had a list. I've always like, you know, of course I want to battle the legends. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, put it in the perspective that your man said. You paying for a battle. What battles would you pay for? If you had to come up with the chicken, fuck was the opportunity and all of that was presented to you. If you had to cut a check.
I'll probably be, I'm the type of dude that will overthink it and just focus on one event where, like, I'm headlining with Enes and then
he
split
is
that budget
dancer.
Around.
He said he'd do spoken word. He didn't say he was a ballerina. I didn't know you danced this way.
Nah, I mean, but, like, I don't
use the box.
I love boxing. Yeah, Puerto Rican. Not that I use the box, but I.
Oh, all right. I just thought all Puerto Ricans, they put the gloves on you at some point when you were a boy.
Absolutely. I get it a little bit. You know.
Was that racist? That wasn't racist. He accepted.
Nah, hey, I don't see nothing racist about it. I think that's just how he was raised, man. That's what it is. I don't have a list though. Like, I went Enes because. That's like one of the Philly legends that I think is one of the underrated in the city. You know, I don't think he get enough flowers. You
he
know
don't.
What I'm saying? Shout out to Young Bob. I interviewed him on my podcast, and he said, you know, I'd rather give out my flowers while you still alive type shit. And that would be one of them battles for me. I'm still, you know what I mean, going crazy with the bars, but, you know, to try to create a classic. With
you got to, because Lou going to start dancing and hula hooping, and he going to shoot an arrow. Absolutely. You don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to my guy. But speaking of your podcast, one thing that I told you, the first time I saw visuals from your joint, you was bodega heavy. Like, yeah. You was in the... And I'm like, yo, that's so fly.
Yeah, nah, like, it's still available. So, like...
What's the name?
It's Be Your Own Hero. B-Y-O-H. Mm-hmm. Be Your Own Hero and whatnot. But, you know, sometimes these poppy, like, you know, it'd be kind of tough to get in and do a whole episode. Like, you know, I respect what you're doing because you turn your whole living room into a situation. You
appreciate
know
what I'm it.
And it's like the home base. Mm-hmm. So the poppy store, although I wanted it to be the home base, it's
hard to manipulate.
It's tough, you know, because I'm cool with the owner. We good. Everything good. It's just I don't want to stop business there neither. And every now and then, even though I bless them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just, it's just unreliable, man. You know, you can't control every customer that walks in either.
It's the reason why Mav bought or leased that barbershop.
Yeah, I think that might be the route I have to go, to be honest. Like, just book a few hours and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been opposed to doing it in other places and shooting other things. Like, right now I'm working on a documentary. It's called Shots Heard, Lives Lost.
Mm.
About the gun violence in the city of Philadelphia.
Dope.
I've interviewed people from the streets perspective, youth advocacy. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the KB Foundation. I even got a detective as willing to talk about some things.
Look, you can't even say I talked to a detective without smirking. It's rough out here.
Yeah,
man.
Nah, you gotta like really. Somebody gonna mean that. Like, Prophet got a wire on right now, but I'm trying to get different perspectives on the gun violence in the city and whatnot.
Well, if you find yourself missing a perspective and it's something that you think, like, range, field, whatever, yeah, and you don't have it, let me see if my network has it, and I'll see if I can get it for you.
No, absolutely. I mean, I'm looking to interview all kind of different people. Like, I can get a firefighter's perspective.
I got a couple.
A lawyer's perspective. You know, just different ranges of people that would be like, well, this is my experience on
I actually have two firefighters and a lawyer that I have on, like, on Deckington right now for you.
That's dope.
We could do that.
Yeah, I would.
We could do that. And they dope folks. I wouldn't even.
Beer on that note,
yeah, man, please grab another beer.
That's fire. I mean, need that because.
Dope folks.
Because I don't want to just give my perspective, so I plan on combining my story and the things I've been through with the people I know and different perspectives throughout the city, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just kind of create a story around that.
I think it's respectable because it's bigger than trying to expose Kensington or shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Why not do something that's constructive and productive other than just talking to people at their worst point and showing them at their worst place.
Yeah.
Like, get more voices, I like that. Yeah, I like
absolutely,
that.
To get a teacher's perspective, to get, like, a soldier's perspective. I got a couple soldiers that I already talked to lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about guns, too. Like, so we're not just talking about guns violence, but the responsibility that comes with
having a gun. Exactly. Absolutely.
Introducing it into the school system as a gun safety program. I mean, these kids is getting guns any fucking way. We might as well teach them the proper way and the proper respect they should
have.
I was about to say,
I had guns when I wasn't responsible enough to have them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I felt like I was being as safe as possible because I always knew they were dangerous.
Yeah.
But I definitely wasn't as mature as I needed to be to have them at the time, if I'm being honest.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm being honest. And it's a reality. So what made you want to start a platform, a podcast?
Honestly, I've always been into filming, just like, just interested in how to make a film.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that podcasting was like the first easiest way, not the easiest way, like the beginner level of just working with
shooting,
equipment and
editing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I know you when you chop this up, you know, you're going to create the subtitles and all, like, even that's a process. And once you get like a blueprint for yourself, it makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been interested in this technological work behind creating like a visual with sound. So I thought podcasting was just like, all right, let me get a mic, this, that, and third, and interview and work on my character too, my marketing person, right?
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, how to expose myself to these people on camera without making me look a certain way or in a sense. So I'm like, why not have a conversation? You know what I'm saying? Work on my character, work on my presentation skills and my words and my vernacular and
the
delivery of how I'm saying things. And it's been a ride. That's why I was like, you know what? We're going to do Be Your Own Hero. It's my man's idea. Shout out to Brass. He was a sergeant in the Army. First cool boy I met in the Army. I ain't going to lie, yo.
So you were in the Army?
Yeah, I was in the Army, yeah.
You served from when to when?
I signed up 2011.
Okay. Thank you for your service, man. Thank you for your service, man.
You know it's funny when people say that, I always thank them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why not? Because me being in your presence, I get a chance to learn something from you. I get a chance to, I think we all do. I mean, like, even diving back into the jails where I done learned something from the crackhead is crackhead in that joint. Like, the boy that's, you know, just throw it off. Like, I think we all got something. Don't thank me. I thank me because I made that decision to kind of like make some moves differently and whatnot. And
no, but I appreciate it. But and I'm a whole fan. But one of the lines that I completely disagree with is, "Nigga, you broke. What the fuck you gonna tell me?" You know what I mean? And I understand that for that song, for that that perception of what he was trying to get off in that moment, it fit. But we also know how a dope quote become words to live by.
Yeah.
To somebody that's not as knowledgeable as the person that necessarily said it for a situation. You see what I'm saying? So we wind up, like, we go from the wino outside the liquor store can teach you something to, "Nigga, you broke, what the fuck you gonna tell me?" That's dangerous.
I think something like that could be perceived a different way too, though, in a sense where it's like him saying that could ultimately be him questioning his work ethic. In a sense, what we talked about earlier when I talked about my man.
Questioning the person he's speaking to's work ethic.
Yeah, the person.
Completely possible.
You know what I'm saying?
And I vetted that point, but go ahead, through it.
No, yeah. I agree with that side of it. And I think both perceptions could be right, depending on who you're talking to. But I personally, I'm like, if I hear a line like that, whoever he's talking to, he's questioning his work ethic. I mean, because there's a lot of guys that I know even now, dope writers, dope spitters, who got dreams of just being on camera and spitting. When it's as easy as buying a camera yourself and learning how to fuck with the camera and putting it out to the world. But they won't do it because of a reason, right? Like some fucking nut-ass reason.
No, I got a homie that I think is ill. And I think when it came to wordplay at one point, I was running around calling him Philadelphia Fab. Like, he was so slick with just throwing shit. Like, you know what I mean? And it was just different for a Philly nigga. It was more like Fab type style energy, but he was a West Philly nigga. But he one of them niggas that when he presents things to people, when he's seen, everything has to be perfect. And it got to a point where that was acceptable for a while. But then, like, a lot of people that we was good with moved up in the music and entertainment business. And it's like, bro, we could promote all these motherfuckers, put all these people in these networks and in communication and all these stages, and you don't send me a song that I could, like, you know what I mean? I used to be like, "Yo, just put an oar in the water.
Catch
a wave real quick, bro."
You
like,
be more in love with that shit than they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the shit that pisses me off. I'd be more in love with my homie shit than he do. Like, "Oh, that verse you got right there, you could use."
Bro, I would put the power play behind you if you just decided you wanted to go.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many times they call me up, like, because they see me working, they see me doing things, and they, like, got an idea. Like, don't call me with an idea no more, bro.
Call me when you're trying to figure something out, man. Let's make something happen.
Call me when you're ready to work, for real.
Yeah.
Say you outside my crib waiting on me.
You know I heard. No, that's my thing. You know what I always tell people?
Yeah.
Make it my fault. Just one time, make it be on me. Make it I didn't show up or I didn't follow through. It ain't never been that. So far, it's been you.
Yeah.
So until it's my fault, which I'm not fighting for. Like, we ain't gonna keep trying and shit.
Yeah.
But at one time, be like, "Yo, I'm gonna be there. And if it don't happen, it's something, he must have crashed his car."
I ain't gonna lie, I'm the type, I would get obsessed over your shit. I would get, like, if you tell me the idea and I fall in love with it, I'm going to get invested in it. The only thing I really need is you. And if you fall short every time, like, now I'm wasting my time because I could have fell in love with an idea that I created my own, like, over here. Like,
and you losing respect because I'm going to start feeling like you don't respect what you got and you don't respect what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So we going to have an issue, our connection is going to fade in a certain way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Because when I keep it moving, you going to be on the everybody can't go list.
That's a fact, and it's a shame.
Niggas acknowledge everybody can't go, but don't realize they put themselves on the list.
They'll be the same one say that he changed. Maybe it was like, yeah, he changed over some money or whatever, like, you know.
How much am I supposed to gain and remain the same?
You're supposed to change.
It don't make no sense. How much am I supposed to gain to remain the same? When we was scrambling, we was scrambling. When things started providing certain little ins and outs, we went from being able to split a slice of pizza to, yo, I can buy you a cheesesteak. Yeah. When we get beyond the cheesesteak point, shit get real. Yeah.
Nah, that's a fact, though.
Shit get real. Like, I saw, and I ain't gonna say no names, but I saw two local rappers go through something years ago. And they since squashed it. But one of them had got on the phone with the other one, and he said, you don't remember that time we was in the club and I sent you them bottles? Like, he was trying to crumb him, and I'm like, bro, poor niggas give each other, buy drinks and rounds for the bar. A rich nigga send a bottle. Like, that's not, if you got to bring that back up, you shouldn't have sent the bottle. Like, that's just weird.
That's like, if, not even female, that's no disrespect. That's just like, nah, man.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird, but you never know what you up against.
But we
man.
All go through emotional roller coaster, in a sense. I remember going through a point in time where I was bitter. I felt like I was the greatest coming out the city, and I was just going through my hater bag. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out why the next man was getting opportunities over me.
And what did that do for you?
Nothing. That shit just created a terrible environment for my thought process and my.
I'm about to say most of that shit only you had to deal
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. So it's like the moment I start cutting off those individuals who feel like I'd rather cut it off before it get there. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have that conversation with you, like, just let you know I'm about to keep my distance.
Yeah.
And then cut it off before it gets to a certain point.
Yeah, because then toxic out. Becomes a thing, right?
Yeah, and I don't like toxicity, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna front. Me and my lady, man, we do Pilates, bro. We do yoga. So I'm a fitness instructor. I went to NPTI. Shout out to National Personal
Training. This nigga do everything. It's Swiss Army Knife.
It's right up the bully, up Red Line Road. NPTI, National Personal Training Institute. Shout out to them.
Go get right.
But they certified me. It was like a six-month program. And
6 months. That's a commitment.
All we got is time. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
You a wise man, bro. You say that shit, but
nah, it really is because I see my family go through these health conditions like diabetes and cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure. That exists amongst the communities that's eating like shit, and mm-hmm. we come from the communities.
Food does it.
That
yep.
eat like shit,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I always. Once I found out that a lot of these diseases were just preventative measures you can take, like just eating more greens can help your digestive system.
Yeah.
Like just avoiding certain candies. And I'm a nut-ass dude when it comes to Skittles and shit like that, because I got the sweet tooth, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I know learning that shit, you know, it gets deep.
I read something years ago. This was years ago. There was a cancer doctor. His mom got diagnosed with cancer. And instead of treating her the way he would have treated you, he went all natural, superfoods and all of that shit, and actually wound up curing her. And that always amazed me. So even now, shout out to Trey and shout out to Chaz. I got homies that got, they grow microgreens, they got all the superfoods and that's all of that so right good. Now. And it's local, it's uptown. But it's like, always knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
Like even, and I'm saying this was before, you know, the healthy... Whatever was
yeah, before it was trending.
Yeah, like that was I couldn't talk to my homies about it, but I peeped that. I was like, yeah. "That's crazy." Also, well, because like, I got an older family too.
That street perspective, they'd clown you just for. Oh, you eating kale, nigga? you eating carrots, dog? What the fuck? You know,
that's hilarious because it's
funny,
true.
But it's like
it's so true.
It's a mentality that we have to where it's weird. Like, yo, Dr. Sebi came in and you know that the trend started.
I used to grind my mom up because she used to order pizza and used to have vegetables and shit on. I'm like, that defeats the whole purpose of pizza.
Yeah.
Like, pizza is supposed to be shit you ain't supposed to eat. Like, yeah. Why are you putting good shit on pizza? That's just stupid.
Yeah. I encourage a lot
but now I eat all kind of pizza. But I think pizza is like the best food ever. Like,
it's beautiful.
Tacos.
I ain't gonna
you can
lie.
Put anything on a pizza.
Yeah, it's just, the topics yeah. is just everything. But like, well, my thing is, it's like what I tell a lot of my clients is like, if you're really interested in what you need for your body, one of the best bets to do, the first thing I would do is to go get a blood test done, and not like your average blood test, right? You gotta like get like a breakdown of all your micronutrients, or like a breakdown of how many vitamins you have in your
why
to see what you if you're lacking, right? So if you have like low high cholesterol. Mm-hmm. There's different vitamins that can help attack that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And bring it down. Or you might have high HDL levels.
And these make you less at risk when you start working out? Or this
not
is...
Not just working out. See, it's 70... It's, some people would say it's 70% nutrients in what you eat. Uh-huh. And only 30% exercise.
Like, that's why I lose all my homies when they get healthy. They
you are what you eat is basically what they're saying.
They don't
want
to drink no more.
You
know my niggas don't be wanting to drink no
so
more.
So you get like a blood test done to see how much vitamins... You can see how much iron you have in your system. Just go to the doctor, get a... Mm-hmm. Tell them to take some blood and see how much iron is in that.
You're going to scare people. They scared of needles. But no, I hear you.
Nah, but it can ultimately, because it's so easy to follow a diet, is what I'm saying. People got the keto diet. Yeah, follow this. And you don't even know if that diet is beneficial to your individual body.
I believe that 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So right. Why not go
make sure you get what you need?
What you need.
So and you're qualified. If they bring you that, bring you the printout. These personal business, but they can show you this.
Yeah, we ain't gonna violate no HIPAA laws. Or yeah, like that,
and you can strategize what they need to do based on the blood test.
As far as it gets deep, right? But based off of the blood test, you can ultimately determine what vitamins you're lacking, in a sense.
But how does that help before you start working them out?
And it ain't about just working out, because that's a whole nother world. I gotta see.
He's talking about what I be saying. Why not be healthy as possible?
No, that's a whole other world, because working out...
Oh, that's not like, what I was saying. My bad.
I'm not. You're probably on the right track. I need to then say now who wrong or not, because this is a science that's still growing and developing. Nobody, mm-hmm. Everybody's individual and have their own body structure and their own issues and whatnot.
Right.
But the idea is to find out what you have going on inside your body and see how many vitamins you have in the sample. You know what I'm saying? Okay, bet I'm low on fucking... iron. You know, people take iron pills today because they're low on iron.
Absolutely.
But there's hundreds of other vitamins that could be lacking
attack different
too,
things.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? A blood test will help. You know, and then you can go to Quest Diagnostics. Them Jones be like $400 for a whole, like, that's what they test these athletes and shit. You know, they put them through a whole breakdown. You know what I'm saying? Same way in the Army. You go see a physician and they analyze your whole structure and see what you're missing and what you need.
And that's your primary. It might be covered in your insurance.
And that's before we even work out, though. Yeah. Working out, niggas think they doing the squat the right way, and the whole time they messing up their knees. They meniscus.
I'm about to say, well, technique. You know if technique. You don't have the right technique, you
like
ruin yourself.
SpongeBob episode. Technique.
A lot of dudes that have been working out a long time, you see them, they like, I messed my shoulder up.
And that could have been prevented by just having proper somebody, even watching yourself in the mirror doing a. Just watching yourself, even recording yourself, it was like, damn, my knees look like... When you do a squat, you're like hunched over a little bit with the bar on top of you, and then your knees are going past your toes, and you're causing shearing in the knees that could blow your whole meniscus. And it's just that's before we even get to working out, bro. We just talked about nutrients.
We getting deep. So look, bottom line...
You got it.
Don't bump him too hard at a battle.
Nah, I ain't. I'm over here drinking.
Nah, but I got a question though. One last question before I let you go, man. And I've had a blast talking to you, and you're more than welcome to pop up and do a Monday night live with me and just talk, chop it up, go up some current events, have some fun.
Come up with a segment or something, man.
Absolutely. We could do some fly shit.
That'd be fire.
What is that in your ear? Is that a razor blade?
It's a razor blade, yeah.
Is that because you Puerto Rican?
I mean, it could be. It's definitely a play on the stereotype, for sure.
It's a play on the stereotype. Yeah, you's a motherfucker.
Words cut deep. You know what I'm saying? And it's attached to the
you
ear.
Poetic motherfucker.
I'm just...
No, that's an icebreaker. Like, if he was single, that's how he would get him. What is that hanging from your ear? Well, it's a metaphor. You know, I work with words, and you know, words cut deep. So this is a razor blade.
Yeah,
it's poetic justice.
Nah, I try to think deeply, man. I ain't
Love Jones.
Trying to live 30,000 feet above the noise, man. That's what I'm trying to elevate every time.
Might as well parachute with Redman.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely do that. Shout out to Red. I would love to. You know what I'm saying?
You would do that?
Why not? That's all my bucket list of things to do. Actually, it's $175 at a place I know.
So you gonna do it soon? Cause you got a lot of.
It sound like you
want to
do it with me. Like,
no, nigga, I want to take the best pictures ever from the ground.
Nah.
I got you, my nigga. Same way if you was on stage. I got you. You do your thing.
Somebody said it's better to be on the ground wishing you were in the sky than in the sky wishing
you was on the ground.
Yeah, but
no, that makes sense to me. Sound like a bar to me.
Fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? What they say, YOLO. Yeah, the youngest is saying
today. Hey, man, I ain't mad at y'all, man. I ain't mad. I've been in a lot of planes, and
I'm jumping on these stages. I would love to jump in the sky, man. Fuck it, just jump in the sky. That would be kind of crazy. Nigga,
you are such a poet. Yo, listen. Tell me how to follow you, keep up with you, and how to catch your battles, man.
Yeah, it's Prophet Mr. 215 on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. You know, we got a lot of things dropping. We just had a battle drop a couple hours ago with XO. Shout out to RBE.
Okay.
The Truth. All the I didn't even know that. Yeah, we also dropped The Journey. That's basically the journey leading up to that battle. Shout out to my man L1NK215.
3 weeks until the battle.
Yeah, 3 weeks. 2 weeks. 1 week. So it's actually three episodes.
Uh-huh.
So you go on his channel, look for the playlist, The Journey. And it's three. I'm the first three episodes on that joint.
Dope. And shout out to Link once again. I love that. Yeah,
absolutely. And shout out to the other artists that's out there that want to work and do something like that. Mm-hmm. He's available. Hit him up. Tell him I sent you. You know what I'm saying? Tell him that part.
You ain't going to get no discount, but you might get a little more respect.
Yeah, absolutely. and then coming soon, man, I got the Shots Heard Lives Lost documentary is coming out soon. I'm working. It's currently in the development. Sammy's going to introduce me to a few folks that I can interview.
Absolutely.
And knock that out the park. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, man. Nah, it's been fun.
I had a blast with you. Like I said, man, this ain't the last time y'all gonna see my man. It just took us a while to get here. But we here now. And like I always say, man, I just appreciate you for being you. You are very intelligent and very talented, but you just lead with your heart and your energy first. And I think that sometimes that becomes difficult for people to do. You know what I mean? And I respect that about you because you're in a realm where you could be looked at all kind of ways because the environment is weird.
And I have not been, you. Though. Remember, I told you I have been looked at all kind of ways. So
but you a good nigga, man. You a good dude,
appreciate
man.
That, man.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate you, brother.
Oh, man. Had a blast with my dad.
That was fun, man. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know what to expect.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Fly.
Try to spend the whole hour and a half, whatever. Just trying to clown me the whole time. You meet people like that, right?
I'm a different kind of funny.
No, you show mad love, though.
I'm a different kind of funny, bro.
But you see, I still came. I was still with the...
They say... When you work with greats, you get great results. Malone! Marley the Great.
Something special. It's the way your body loves the sound. Hard to breathe or think or focus when you move around. Sitting, sipping, thinking I'm about to risk it all. You're something special. You're something special.
Special reason why we here. Yeah. Otherwise wouldn't be here. Nah. Player vibes wouldn't be fair. Yeah. Had to hang it up, release fears. Yeah. Had my fun in the streets. Ran it up on the road. Oh. I'll be going to December. Yeah. But I'm hustling back home. Yeah. Found something that I care for. Ooh. That I wanna be there for. Ooh. Even when you at your lowest. You the one that I cheer for. Yeah. Open doors, pull chairs for. Yeah. In and out of airports. Yeah. Put it all on the line. Yada, I'll do the time. Make sure my lady's straight. Trust me, baby, we great. Skip block, shun hate. They ain't never meet fake. Catch it late, get used to it. Yeah. My whole life, I've been through it. Yeah. Where I draw the line is where they tend to it. Where they tend to it.
Something special, it's the way your body loves the sound. Hard to breathe or think or focus when you move around. Sitting, sipping, thinking I'm about to risk it all. You're something special, you're something special. Something special, the way your body loves the sound. Hard to breathe.
She the one I love. Fit tight as a glove. Cook dinner with love. Killing them in them hills. And she handle the wheel. Pray for me on stage. Homie, I got it made. Get you one, but get your own. This ain't your place. You gon' have to lead us alone. Work too hard, I groomed her. And that was after I swooned her. Business trips, since I've zoomed her. And them zooms, bruh. Heavy gassing up, ready to hit the highway. High noon fly, they back on there the same day. You drunk, homie, yeah, that's what the lane say too. She slide the day, D on the same day. Tough what they say, they ain't never met fate. They never be great. Tough what they say, they ain't never met fate. They never be great.
Something special, it's the way your body loves the sound. Hard to breathe or think or focus when you move around. Sitting, sipping, thinking I'm about to risk it all. You're something special, you're something special. Something special, the way your body loves the sound.